This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he sent. Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. The gospel must first be preached to all the nations. As you go, preach, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is at hand." Have faith in God. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Do not be afraid, but speak, and do not keep silent, for I am with you. As the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. The Lord our God is the only Lord. Thou shalt therefore love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. There is none other commandment greater than these. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. If you love me, keep my commandments. Follow me, and I will make you to be fishers of men. As you go, preach, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is at hand." Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. Walk while you have the light, before darkness overtakes you. Whoever walks in the dark does not know where they are going. Believe in the light while you have the light, so that you may become children of light. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Let the little children come to me, and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. Whoever desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Whatever I tell you in the dark, speak in the light, and what you hear in the ear, preach on the rooftops. Pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Feed my lambs. Tend my sheep. Feed my sheep.
For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Worship in the Spirit of God, and rejoice in Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh. But you are not in the flesh, but in spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. Therefore, if there is any encouragement in Christ, if any consolation of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and compassion, make my joy complete by being of the same mind, maintaining the same love, united in spirit, intent on one purpose. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know him. When he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but will speak whatever he hears. And he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out into our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. When the Helper comes, whom I shall send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who comes from the Father, he will testify about me. If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray to the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. The Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and remind you of all that I said to you. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always, even to the end of the age.
The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe the gospel. Amend your lives, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Seek the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added to you. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's pleasure to give you the kingdom. Behold, the kingdom of God is within you. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment, and the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments.
You shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve.
Therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, nor about your body, what you will put on. Life is more than food, and the body is more than clothing.
Man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.
If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect. Be merciful, just as your Father also is merciful.
All who obey his commandments abide in him, and he abides in them. And by this we know that he abides in us, by the Spirit that he has given us.
Go and learn what this means. I desire mercy and not sacrifice, for I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance.
He cancelled the record of the charges against us and took it away by nailing it to the cross. All these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons.
Have faith in God.
Do not be afraid, only believe.
Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Seek the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added to you. The Lord our God is the only Lord. Thou shalt therefore love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he sent.
The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.